Lovely Prosecco Queens and Kings. Welcome back to another episode of the Prosecco Queens podcast, where I, Teresa, your host and forever dreamer, sip, spill, and stir, where we stir up real conversations about love, life, healing, and all the messy, beautiful things in between. And I'm not gonna lie, today's a rough one for me. You know when you're just not feeling something? That's been me for a while. I love doing this podcast. And I can't tell if it's because it's just cathartic for me, or I like to hear the sound of my own voice, or if it's actually helping people, or if it's actually helping me. I'm still not sure yet. But just like anything else in life, some days it's too much. Some days the work is too much. Some days the not having a payout yet for it is too much. And I put out way more than I get in return. I have made beautiful contacts and met wonderful people. And I've really learned a lot about myself and others as well. But the whole point of why I started this podcast and decided to take it on by myself is to really continue this healing journey that at some point most of us have to go through. Transformation and growth are really so important in a person's life. And we all should go through it at some point. There are millions of people that we know personally in our lives that don't do that. And I have this series going, you know, where I'm talking about everything from healing and dating and trauma and relationships and trust and so on and so forth. And I thought this episode was a really good transition for what I'm going to go into, because I'm eventually, as of next week, and you'll hear more about this later, I'm going to start also talking about parenting and how parenting helps us heal. I'm going to be also talking about music and parenting and music and relationships and music and the whole nine, and how all that in our lives helps heal who we are from the inside. What I'm realizing is that right now, as I speak, we are in a thunderstorm, and it's beautiful. And I love thunderstorms. But what's funny is how you can hear this wonderful trickling of water in the background of this recording. ASMR podcast, anyone? So I guess while I'm speaking, just enjoy the water content. And hopefully it doesn't make you have to stop and go to the bathroom. So my bad, just in case. I mean, I'll talk about more about it a little bit later, but I'm not exactly in my normal spot for recording. So whatever I'm doing, I'm just out and about here in the world and hoping for the best. So bear with me if you don't mind. This episode today is diving into something that might just be a game changer for you, especially if you're on a journey of self-love, healing, and reclaiming your peace. I'm sorry, your peace. What is your peace? I don't know. It's literally 11:54 p.m. and I'm doing this right now. You know what's amazing? That nobody is literally putting a gun to your head. But when you enjoy doing something, you want to do it as much as you can. And that's where I'm at right now. So let's talk about the let them versus let me theory. And yes, we're going to tie this into healing, dating, trauma, triggers, shame, acceptance, basically the whole cocktail of personal growth that we've been unpacking in our past episodes. And shout out to Mel Robbins, who recently wrote about this concept and got my wheels turning. She is a critically acclaimed author, speaker, and she is a self-help guru / coach, I guess. Look her up. I'm sure her book is on Amazon. I believe it's called The Let Them Theory. I am not getting paid for any of this, but if I can help someone else get paid, why the hell not, right? So if you're interested, that's that. But I found it really important to talk about, and I've been thinking about this weirdly enough for months now. I have a whole list of topics that I want to get through at times. And then this book came out and I said, wow, perfect timing. because it's really something that I find kind of interesting. This episode is not going to be as long as some of the others, I can promise you that. But I can promise you're going to get some good information out of it, and I think you'd want to follow up as well. So grab your glass, because this one may be a little deep, maybe a little uncomfortable, but ultimately liberating. And let's start with what is the let them theory. So let me set the stage. You ever find yourself trying to control outcomes? For me, hell yeah, all the time. Trying to convince someone to love you a certain way, treat you differently, make better choices. Maybe you're bending over backwards to accommodate, to fix, to adjust, to make people see your worth. Now, enter the let them theory. It's simple. If someone wants to go, let them. If someone doesn't want to respect you, let them. If someone keeps choosing things that don't align with you, let them. Because here's the magic. The moment you let them do whatever they're going to do, it frees up your energy to let yourself do what you need to do. Letting them allows you to let you. It's basically radical acceptance. It's surrender. It's freedom. And honestly, it's kind of terrifying at first. Now, let me start by saying this. This shit ain't easy. I work on this every day because I'm one of those people that I mentioned a little earlier that not only wants to control, I want answers. I always want to know why. I always want to know why didn't you want to be with me, or what is it that I did that caused you to do this, and what could I have done differently so that you wouldn't have done that? And realizing, well, not realizing then, but realizing now that those were not character flaws in me causing them to act a certain way. It was a character flaw in them. I don't just mean in one-on-one personal relationships. I mean in your relationships in all aspects of your life. It could be a coworker, could be a family member. It literally could be your kids. Because remember, when you have kids, you're raising little humans. And sometimes they just got to learn the hard way, right? There's only so much you can do when you're literally trying to control someone else's brain and emotions and feelings. It's just not going to happen. And the reality is that the let them theory reminded me so much of all those times that I allowed people in all aspects of my life to help dictate how I felt about myself. Now, do I like the fact in any way that I say if someone doesn't want to respect you, let them? That doesn't necessarily mean if someone disrespects you, do not stand up for yourself and do what you need to do to be an adult and stand up for yourself. But what the point is that you yourself learn how to react to it, as opposed to overreacting to it, as opposed to taking it in and allowing it to eat you up like it's something wrong with you, when realistically, that's not the case at all. See, it's all about simplicity and acceptance. Going back to the book a bit, Mel Robbins emphasizes that we often overcomplicate life by trying to control the people and situations beyond our reach. The let them theory is about simplicity, accepting that you can't control everything, and that's okay. So imagine you're at work and your colleague constantly takes shortcuts, leaving you to pick up the slack. Instead of micromanaging them or stressing out, you let them do their thing and focus on your own work. Suddenly, you have more energy and less frustration. Acceptance leads to peace, and peace is priceless. It sounds easy enough, right? We all know how stressful it is. It started in school when there'd be a group project and you had one kid that wasn't pulling their weight. Then you get to adults and you got group projects or whatever it is you do in your career. And you got one that's either BSing their way through and kissing the boss's ass or taking credit for the work you're doing. And this is telling you, don't let it stress you out, don't let it bother you, because your work should stand for itself. In the real world, that's not always the case. So please take of this what you will. But the point is, understand that you can't change other people. And like I said before, you can only change how you react to it. Because this is about empowerment. One of the most beautiful takeaways from this book is that letting others make their own choices is a way of empowering them. Think about relationships, whether romantic, platonic, or professional. When you stop trying to fix you can't say they're quotes, people, or dictate their choices, you allow them the space to grow on their own terms. So for example, if you have a friend who keeps making questionable dating choices, instead of warning them repeatedly, let them do it. They'll either learn the lesson or keep repeating the cycle. Either way, it's their journey and not yours. Now, that doesn't mean you can't be the friend that they come to and talk about it. And you may sit there and say to yourself, oh Lord, here we go again. But you have your friend's back. What is the common denominator in all these situations? It's self, right? We all have to look deep inside ourselves. I'm going to use an interesting example. So today, for anybody who's on my social media, I posted a post. And I'm going to preface this by saying I was very proud of myself because I could have lost it over something that seems so minimal, but it's just a number of things that just continue to happen that make me believe that some people say they're growing and then they just are not. I put up this post on my platforms at Prosecco Queens Podcast, and it was about gaslighting and how I gave somebody $15 today and I said, can you get me coffee and can you get me water? And they come back and I said, okay, cool. Where's my change? That should have cost like $8, $9. I gave them the $15 to have like a padding cushion. And I see a bunch of quarter in his hands, bunch of quarters. I can't speak tonight. Guys, you're getting a fun little lesson on late night Teresa. So I see a bunch of quarters in his hand. And I said, oh, what's that for? And he said, for laundry. And I said, well, we did all the laundry yesterday. Oh, well, just in case you want to do any random loads. I'm like, all right, puts it in the laundry bucket. And then we'll basically have a bucket for quarters, whatever. And not more than half an hour later, he says, okay, I got to go do my laundry. I said, excuse me? He said, yeah, I'm going to go do a load of my laundry. I said, so you used my change to get quarters to make it look like I needed them for laundry, but it was really you that needed them for laundry. He says, no. He says, I got them for you. I just need to do a load of my clothes. So the point of this is that, unfortunately, I'm out my $8 or $9, which seems minimal to some people. It's not for me. And also, I got somebody literally looking at my face and gaslighting me and telling me to my face that you're crazy. I've only did this for you. This was for you why I did this. We know very well that's not the case. And the reason I tell this story is because right now in my life, everything is crazy. I don't have the mental or physical. As you can tell, I'm speaking like crazy right now. I'm usually so much more intelligent sounding. But either way, in my head has been in a weird space. I've been mentally and physically exhausted and a little emotionally drained over the past few months. And my body gave out on me the past 2 weeks. I had mentioned I was very sick with a stomach bug two, three weeks ago. And then last week, I ended up in the ER with something that wasn't fun, let's just put it that way, and scared the crap out of me. And it basically was my body yelling at me that I have taken on too much of the burden from what's going on with my family. So my daughter hasn't been feeling good over the past couple months, and we've been dealing with that. And because I've had to deal with that extra, I've had to have a lot of extra contact and communication with my exes. I will again say, these are not bad people. They have good hearts. God bless their souls because they could use it. But I always have to say to myself, as much as I can't stand them sometimes, I have to learn how to react to the things that they say and do. I have always been the one to completely overreact and not just let them be who they are. Let them destroy themselves if that's what needs to happen. Let them hit rock bottom if that's what needs to happen. I always take on all the burdens. And I finally got to a point, and today I was so proud of myself because I was able to look at him, and as pissed as I was about my money, and go, yeah, okay. Yeah, that's right. It was for me. All right, thank you. And of course it pissed him off. Why? Because now I'm showing that I'm not going to allow you to gaslight me. I'm not stupid. I'm hearing and seeing exactly what I'm hearing and seeing. So much of the reason that we don't grow as people is because of fear, just like my last episode. Fear keeps us stuck. The fear of rejection, fear of the unknown, fear of losing control. The Let Them theory forces us to confront those fears and let go. Think about how many times you've held onto a relationship or a job or even a friendship because you were afraid of what would happen if you walked away. And again, the very last episode from 2 weeks ago, trust me, we talk about fear in excess, but it's a good episode. Go back and listen. But I digress. See, what happens is when you step back and let someone be who they are, you also free yourself from fear-based decisions. You start choosing peace over control. Trust me on that. It's hard, but it works. See, this concept isn't about others. It's really about you. By stepping back and allowing things to unfold naturally, you create space for your own growth. Maybe you've been avoiding setting boundaries because you fear losing people. And I've mentioned before, that shit is hard. And you're going to lose people and you're going to make people angry. But when you apply let them, you learn to trust yourself more. You recognize that your value isn't tied to how much you tolerate or how much effort you put into convincing others to stay. There's a mindset shift that comes with this, because this is a big one. The Let Them theory is all about shifting your mindset from resistance to acceptance. Instead of thinking, why aren't they treating me the way I deserve? You start thinking, they are showing me who they are, so I need to believe them. This subtle shift changes everything. It removes the emotional exhaustion of trying to force things that aren't meant to be and replaces it with clarity and peace. So here are some practical strategies that we give, some actionable steps, some practical ways to apply the let them in your life. One, like I mentioned earlier, pause before reacting. When someone does something that triggers you, take a step back. Instead of jumping in to fix or correct, ask yourself, what happens if I just let them? And I will say, like I always say, within reason. We're not talking anything dangerous necessarily. But even then, if that's the case, take a step back and get help. Remember that. Nobody's a superhero and nobody's asking you to be one. You can try journaling your emotions. Write down what you feel when you release control. What do you feel in your body? What does it make you do? Dig deep. Are you feeling pain in your stomach? Are you jittery? Does your head hurt? See, this helps process the discomfort and reinforce the benefits. Start small. Practice small amounts of surrender. Start with the little things, like letting someone have the last word. And in any argument, that's hard to do. And I know for a fact, because God knows I love to talk. Also, you can try not chasing after a flaky friend. That's another one that's hard. Some of us only know how to reach out, and people get so used to that they don't reach out first. Remind yourself of your priorities. If someone's actions don't align with your values, it's okay to let them live their life while you focus on yours. So now you're probably wondering, and what is the upside of all of this, right? What happens when you embrace this philosophy? Basically, if you make it a part of your life, it's peace. No more obsessing, fixing, or over-explaining. You get clarity. You see people for who they are, not who you wish them to be. Knock, 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 rose-colored glasses, anybody? Sound familiar? Self-love. You stop proving your worth and start believing in it. Emotional freedom. You're no longer held hostage by someone else's behavior. See, I've personally seen this play out in dating. You meet someone, you vibe, but then boom, they start getting inconsistent, pulling away, acting shady. The old me? Well, she would have overanalyzed, asked what I did wrong, sent a just checking in text, because we've all done that before. Don't act like you haven't. But the new me? Let them. If they want to go, let them. If they want to be inconsistent, let them. And suddenly, I have more time and energy for the people who actually show up. So, my loves, here's the takeaway. Before you welcome in the new, first you must release the old. Let go of what is no longer serving you. Declutter, create clear space and a feeling of openness. It's hard to reach out for new opportunities and possibilities when your hands are already full. Let it all go. It may be scary, but nothing comes from comfort, from holding on too tight. So release it, declutter, say no, share your voice louder, be strong, be confident in who you are, let go of the old so you can welcome in the new. Just let them. Let people show you who they are, and then decide what that means for you. More importantly, let yourself. let yourself be free of the need to control, convince, or carry the weight of other people's actions. Protect your peace. Trust what you see. Trust your intuition. And trust your body. And give yourself the love, respect, and grace that you are so freely giving up to others. All right, Prosecco Queens and Kings, of course. That's a wrap for today's episode. If this one hit home for you, let me know. DM me at Prosecco Queens Podcast on all social media. Share it with a friend or leave a review. And if you haven't already, hit that subscribe button so you never miss an episode, especially on YouTube. Join me next week because we are going to have award-winning author Jessica Speer, who is going to be discussing one of the first episodes of the transition into my new series. And that's going to be talking about parenting in this generation, how we empower our teens, and how this generation compares to ours. It's going to be really an interesting conversation, and I'm looking forward to it. So please join us. Come back. Give me your thoughts. And then until next time, keep your glass full, your standards high, and your heart open. Peace out.